This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Another candidate has entered the field for the Eau Claire City Council President election this spring. On Monday, Scott Rogers announced he will retire from his current position as the Senior Director of Governmental Affairs for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce in February to run for City Council President. In a press release, Rogers highlighted his previous work on various boards, commissions, and task forces over the years. He says he's hoping to bring the entire Eau Claire community together to continue the city's positive growth.
I'm really committed to making it a clearly nonpartisan and non-ideological position that I think I can work across the spectrum to really think about what is important for the future of Eau Claire. We have a lot of great things happening, and to bring people together and make the decisions we need to make to continue our growth and the exciting parts of being of living in Eau Claire and seeing to its future.
In line with that goal, Rogers also says he's hoping to develop strong partnerships with local businesses and community members, as well as other local governments, to solve persistent issues like affordable housing, transportation, and budget concerns.
Well, I think some of it is working on partnerships. I think that's critically important that the city has positive partnerships with its other local governments, with institutions within the community, with the business community, with individual citizens. And so the partnerships is a really big thing, because with our fiscal challenges, what are the things we can do to work together to create new revenue sources or make sure that our services are efficient?
Current Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge recently announced that she would not seek re-election in order to focus on her campaign for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Former City Council member and community advocate Jeremy Gregert also announced his campaign for City Council President last week. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers officially signed a bill increasing the penalties for sextortion into law on Monday. Braden's Law is named after Braden Bone, a teen who died by suicide earlier this year after becoming a victim of a sextortion scam. Sextortion scams involve scammers coercing or threatening a potential victim into providing explicit content. The scammer then uses that explicit content to blackmail their victim into providing payment or other services. Sextortion scams typically target young people over the internet, with the scammer pretending to be the same age as the victim. Under Braden's Law, the punishment for engaging in a sextortion scam is higher, especially if the victim is a minor and if the scam is successful. The scammer can also now be charged with murder if it's determined that the sextortion scam contributed to a death by suicide. As cybercrimes continue to become more common, the Wisconsin Department of Justice also established an Internet Crimes Against Children task force that is equipped with the resources needed to address these kinds of targeted scams. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature would offer state tax credits for nuclear power plants. If signed into law, nuclear plants that began operating in 2030 or later could qualify for the state tax credits based on how much energy they're producing and for being relicensed by federal regulators. It would also allow the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to approve special energy rates for larger energy customers to ensure local residents aren't on the hook for increased energy costs. The proposed legislation was approved 12-1 by the State Assembly's Committee on Energy and Utilities, giving lawmakers optimism that it will eventually make its way to Governor Tony Evers' desk for consideration. The goal behind promoting the expansion of nuclear power production in the state is to keep up with increased energy demands, especially as data center projects become more common. Those data centers require an extraordinary amount of energy and water to operate, which could strain the state's electric grid and lead to higher energy costs for residents. The Eau Claire Family Resource Center has received a significant donation pledge from the Augusta Area Foundation to support the Imagination Fund campaign. According to a press release, the Augusta Area Foundation committed a $100,000 pledge to the campaign, which seeks to raise a total of $1.6 million to sustain Dolly Parton's Imagination Library in Eau Claire County. The program provides free age-appropriate books for children up to age 5 each month, delivering over 60,000 books to those children since it launched in 2022. Wisconsin State Patrol officials are reminding residents to keep their vehicle prepared for emergencies as winter weather returns. Avoiding driving through winter weather is always the safest choice, but being prepared could make a huge difference in case of emergencies. Drivers should always make sure their vehicle is clear of snow and ice before driving, keep their phone fully charged, and keep their fuel tank more than half full. They should also keep an emergency kit in the vehicle with things like blankets, food, and a first aid kit in case they get stuck on the winter roads. Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative officials say they've received a significant donation to support their efforts to reopen the former St. Joseph's Hospital site in Chippewa Falls. According to organization officials, Edward and Hannah M. Rutledge Charities and the Gertrude R. Casper Foundation have awarded $750,000 to the health cooperative to continue expanding services at the former HSHS facility, now known as the Chippewa Valley Cooperative Hospital. Health cooperative officials say they're hoping to provide full hospital services at the site by next summer. Bikes for Kids Wisconsin is reminding local organizations that they still have a few days left to apply for the nonprofit's Spring 2026 Bike Giveaway Program. The nonprofit will be accepting applications for the program through December 15th. Chosen applicants can receive up to 100 bikes to serve financially challenged residents across the state and give them alternative means of transportation. Organizations like schools, tribes, local municipalities, and nonprofits are eligible to receive bikes through the program. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Head coach Greg Gard on dealing with the Cornhuskers forward Rink Mask. 6'10", 24 years old, out of the Netherlands.
He's a consummate worker, grizzled vet. It's fun to watch him play, watch Nebraska's offense kind of come together and how all the pieces fit together. But it's not real fun having to game plan against him or play against him.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. Doc Rivers on who was able to practice.
Everybody other than Giannis and AJ Green.
NFL, the Packers installing a game plan for their trip to Denver to face the Broncos. At the baseball meetings in Florida, a lot of teams interested in trading for Brewers ace Freddy Peralta. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I watched some of these contracts out there, and he's due to be a wealthy man, have a lot of acreage if he wants it. Maybe beachfront acreage, multiple islands.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little wind and blowing snow this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Temperatures hovering in the mid-20s and then falling later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 4 below 0. Tomorrow, a little sunshine in the morning and then some light snow late tomorrow into tomorrow night. High tomorrow, 15. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.